With an estimated 80% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions coming from cities, and 90% of the world's population expected to be living in urban areas by the end of the century, cities are at the center of the climate change crisis. The Durban Local Government Convention, held simultaneous to the UN climate talks in South Africa, was sponsored by Local Governments for Sustainability, an organization seeking to bring global sustainability to the local level. Eunice Erekan, manager of the city's climate center, says addressing climate change at the municipal level can have a significant impact.
We are the source of emissions due to our operations, daily consumption of fuel, transport and heating and electricity. And we are also affected by the climate change. 60% of the megacities are in coastal areas which are under threat. So cities are both victims and the sources of climate change, but also they are the power to solve the problem because they are the closest government to manage transport policies, building policies, land use, and encourage citizens to be more climate friendly.
Central to the discussions at the local government conference were how to implement long-term adaptation strategies for communities that are the most vulnerable to rising sea levels and a host of other impacts scientists say are accompanying man-made climate change. Along with adaptation, city leaders discussed reducing the greenhouse gas emissions of cities through a variety of methods, including implementing better transportation systems. Heather Allen is the Program Director for Sustainable Transport at the Transportation Research Laboratory in the United Kingdom.
In terms of urban areas and transport, this is a huge issue. I think there's about 70% of greenhouse gas emissions come from urban areas, and a very large percentage of that come from their transport activity. So unless they do something about transport and buildings, they will not be able to address their emission targets.
The Durban Local Government Convention drew mayors and elected officials representing several hundred sub-state governments from around the world. The end result was the Durban Adaptation Charter, which voluntarily commits municipal governments to take action on climate change now by addressing local impact vulnerability and prioritizing ecosystems within the urban environment. The agreement was hailed by environmentalists, including Kumi Nadu, Executive Director of Greenpeace International.
I think that this is probably one of the few practical positive things that is going to come out of this entire COP, and this meeting should have been right at the center of the COP.
Naidu urged local government representatives not to drop the ball on addressing climate change when they return to their communities.
When we talk about climate change, it's talking about a really, really difficult issue that is already taking lives now. 350,000 lives are lost every year from climatic impacts already and rising. And my appeal to each of the mayors that are here today, when you go back home, start a dialogue with your citizens. Get them involved, make them your partners, and look at new messages and language that can get different parts of your city and your citizens engaged.
No government representatives from Florida, one of the most vulnerable states in the U.S., took part in the convention. The UN climate change talks will continue late into this evening, focusing on whether or not to save the Kyoto Protocol and developing financing for poor nations most affected by climate change. This is Kelly Benjamin in Durban, South Africa.